This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Germany's President Christian Wulff has refused to give Germany's biggest tabloid, Die Bild, permission to publish a voicemail transcript to prove that he did not try to repress publication of a story that may have been critical to him. The president's office said the call had been emotional and of a personal nature and was only intended for the ears of the paper's editor-in-chief, Kai Diekmann. The president went on national state television on Wednesday night, where he admitted it had been wrong to call Diekmann as the paper prepared to publish a story on him receiving a €500,000 loan from a wealthy business friend to buy a home. Wolf said he wants to complete his 5-year term as president and insist he had done nothing wrong. He has so far continued to receive Chancellor Angela Merkel's backing. European Union officials confirmed on Friday that they have decided to open a representative office in Yangon, Myanmar, as a step towards further engagement. They noted, however, that it will be a representative office and not a full-fledged mission. Myanmar held its first general election in 20 years in November, which ushered in a new government under President Thein Sein, a former army general. Sein has initiated several policy changes, which include opening a dialogue with opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Myanmar had been diplomatically and economically isolated for human rights abuses and acts of suppression under the junta that ruled the country until the last election. Switzerland's central bank chief Philipp Hildebrand dismissed suggestions that he should resign over profitable private currency deals. Hildebrand acknowledged that $3 deals totaling more than $2 million could be misinterpreted and damage his reputation. He said that his only mistake was to let his wife conduct a particularly sensitive transaction from their joint account. Hildebrand has come under pressure to reveal all of the details of the dollar deals and avert harm to Switzerland's small but powerful central bank. His critics say that he and his wife acted at best naively. Both the central bank and the Swiss government have publicly backed Hildebrand, and an external audit in December had cleared him of wrongdoing. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. Airbus, the European aircraft manufacturer, revealed on Thursday that minor cracks had been found on some of the non-critical wing rib skin attachments on a limited number of A380 aircraft. However, they said the cracks posed no safety problems. The French-based company, the main subsidiary of aerospace giant EADS, said it had informed airlines operating the plane about the issue and recommended a way of fixing the problem during standard scheduled maintenance. The A380 is the world's largest passenger jet. There are currently 67 A380s in service around the world, and they have never had a fatal accident. There was more violence in Nigeria as gunmen opened fire on a church service on Thursday, killing at least 5 people and wounding 10, said the church's pastor. It's the latest in a string of attacks that has raised fears of sectarian conflict in Africa's most populous nation. The attack in the northeast part of the country came after a warning from the violent Islamist sect Boko Haram was published in local newspapers on Tuesday, saying that Christians had 3 days to leave majority Muslim northern Nigeria or they would be killed. Most Christians live in the south and most Muslims in the north. However, many communities are mixed. Boko Haram also claimed responsibility for a series of bomb attacks across Nigeria on Christmas Day. There was, however, no claim of responsibility for the latest attack. The United Nations says tens of thousands of people have fled tribal violence in the southern Sudanese state of Jonglei. A great deal of the violence is centered around Pibor County, where in the last few weeks gunmen burned huts and looted a hospital and clinic run by Doctors Without Borders. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, Lisa Grant, said possibly hundreds of people have been killed there. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle. Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.